The March FOMC decision is widely expected to deliver a straightforward hold with little change to the baseline higher for longer narrative and a continued emphasis on data dependence amid elevated uncertainty. Consensus expects the Fed to highlight persistent inflation risks, particularly those stemming from energy and geopolitics, while maintaining optionality around the timing of eventual cuts, which markets have already pushed further out. However, our strategic view is that this framing may understate a more important shift developing beneath the surface. While the Fed will not explicitly signal any pivot, both historical precedent and its broader reaction function suggest that in periods of heightened macro and geopolitical instability, especially when inflation is being driven by supply-side shocks like oil, policymakers tend to look through near-term price pressures and place greater weight on downside risks to growth and financial conditions. In this context, the Fed effectively raises its tolerance for inflation volatility at the margin, not because inflation is no longer a concern, but because it is less controllable and less informative for policy. This dynamic is not yet the consensus narrative and may not be clearly reflected in the statement or dot plot, but we see it as a plausible and underappreciated evolution in the Fed's reaction function, particularly as signs of labor market softening begin to accumulate. As such, while the Fed is likely to appear hawkish on the surface, we believe it may be functionally closer to a dovish pivot than markets currently price, with the key signal to watch being whether Powell leans toward looking through energy-driven inflation and subtly shifts the balance of risk towards supporting growth as uncertainty builds. With that said, our interpretation is that the balance of risk is skewed towards limited incremental dollar upside and only shallow equity downside, with a more meaningful move likely to emerge on the other side in the form of dollar selling and a recovery in risk assets. That's all for now.